USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said that he's willing to release at least three women from non-disclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about harassment or discrimination suits filed against him over the last three decades. Bloomberg was attacked repeatedly this week in his debut debate for declining to release women from those non-disclosure agreements. He also said his company will not offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct in the future. Marie Yovanovitch, who was ousted from her post as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, has signed a book deal. Yovanovitch was a key witness in the House inquiry that led to President Donald Trump's attempted impeachment. The book is scheduled to be published in the spring of 2021. Financial terms were not disclosed, but people familiar with the deal told the Associated Press the agreement was worth over seven figures. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A man who was wrongfully convicted of murder was released from prison last week and is now suing the state of New York for $100 million. Despite the confession from another man 16 years ago, it took more than a decade for Christian Pacheco to be freed. Pacheco said he was at the New York City bar when someone cut the throat of Lemanuel Cruz in 1995. He was convicted of the crime in 1996 on the testimony of the bar's bouncer. Years later, other gang members came forward to give their account of the deadly fight, naming Melvin Garcia as the murderer. Garcia was eventually arrested during a federal investigation into the Latin Kings, but it would take 15 years for Pacheco to be free. The jurors in the trial against Harvey Weinstein indicated they were deadlocked on the two most serious counts against him, prompting the judge to order that any verdict be unanimous. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke added, if the jury can't reach a unanimous decision, then it can't return a verdict on two counts of predatory sexual assault that carry a maximum penalty of life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you were a big fan of Ross, Joey, Chandler, Phoebe, and the rest of the gang, HBO has great news for you. With that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
HBO Max confirmed that a Friends reunion special is officially happening with original cast members. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. Aniston fueled rumors of a reunion when she appeared on Ellen in October, saying, "We're working on something." The Friends will reunite on Stage 24 of the Warner Brothers Studios, where they originally filmed the 10 seasons. The special will be available at the launch of the HBO Max in May.
U.S. regulators approved a new type of cholesterol-lowering drug aimed at millions of people who can't tolerate or don't get enough help from widely used statin pills such as Lipitor or Crestor. The Food and Drug Administration approved Nextlaw for people who genetically are predisposed to having sky-high cholesterol and people who have heart disease and need to further lower their bad cholesterol. The daily pill is to be taken in conjunction with a healthy diet at the highest statin dose patients can handle. High LDL or bad cholesterol is one of the top risks for heart attacks and other problems. Studies showed that Nextlaw could lower LDL by over 25% when taken alone and an additional 18% when combined with a statin. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.